I mean, the success of the first day strike yesterday, there was up to 1,000 people there yesterday. I was up myself there yesterday, and there was a big contingent from Sligo came up. So you know, I suppose some of the directive then from Forsa is that to try to kind of lobby in your own areas. So there's going to be a demonstration meeting between 10:30 and 11 in Queen Maeve Square, again, to kind of highlight the issue locally and to keep people that are, a lot of people would have travelled to Dublin yesterday, but to, that a lot of secretaries and caretakers are going to stay locally today.
Judging by the fact that there were, I think, over 1,000 people at the demonstration in Dublin, I understand that some people, even though they might not be from Sligo, that they might actually join protests in the regions today to support their colleagues in the Northwest.
I think so. There was huge support yesterday, Catherine. And it was, you know, and again, like, it has to be stressed. The government have known about this for months. You know, like, there's no, and secretaries and caretakers are the last people that actually want to not go into work, that they're the last people that want to strike. And it's, so it's a very brave move, and it's not done lightly. So I think they are getting a huge amount of support because people can see that it's wrong. It's wrong that they're not entitled to occupational pensions, and it's wrong that they're not entitled to bereavement leave, the same as their colleagues that work in schools alongside them day in, day out. So they are getting a lot of public support, and rightly so. You know, I think people need to come completely behind it. The government have had loads of time to actually look at this issue, and they need to really, really step up before the impact is going to be, like, one day was bad enough in schools, but the impact, an indefinite strike is a serious issue to be called, and it's never taken lightly.
I do understand, though, that the government seemed to be open to talks with Forsa, but do you think it's a bit, not too little too late, but obviously it should have maybe perhaps happened sooner than now?
And they've known about it. It should have happened sooner. And of course Forsa are open to talks, but not, you know, not a tick-boxing exercise. You know, that it's actually a genuine commitment that these people that actually deliver public services are going to be treated like public services and have got an equal pay parity along with their colleagues. Not just, you know, coming in at the last minute to kind of negotiate at the very last minute. This has been going on for months, and the government know this. So it firmly rests with the Department of Public Expenditure and the Department of Education.